Welcome to Regulate, a podcast for your nervous system hosted by yours truly. I'm Holly Nicole, an advanced yoga nidra professional. This podcast aims to help listeners understand and nurture their nervous system. These weekly episodes are designed to be a sanctuary for learning about the nervous system, finding inner peace, and unlocking the mind's power. I hope to do that with personal stories about myself and hopefully others, education, neuroscience insights, and a nourishing yoga nidra practice at the end. If you like these, please subscribe by giving me a follow and share with anyone who you think might benefit or enjoy what I'm sharing here. This week's episode is why yoga nidra and how it's connected to our nervous system and how it can help ease our internal states of mind. Buckle up. What's up, y'all? Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so excited for this week's episode where I get to share a little bit about how I found yoga nidra and a little bit of how it can help you in some specific areas that have affected me personally. And then we just dive into a really lovely yoga nidra at the end. So thank you so much for being here. And so my story of yoga nidra begins with a yoga-related injury. I have practiced yoga for over 23 years, but at this point in time, before I found yoga nidra, I was going to every hot yoga, vinyasa, or power yoga class that I could possibly get my hands on. I wasn't someone who meditated. I oftentimes pushed myself to my edges physically, and it really just was something that I didn't realize that I was doing to my body until I got injured. And so one day I woke up and I couldn't move. My low back had seized up. Down the line, I realized that I ended up having not just low back issues, but I had a labrum tear, which is in each of your joints. And I was also going through a really intense breakup in my yoga community, and it devastated me. And so what I know of, you know, storing emotions in our body as a massage therapist, as somebody who works in mental health, I will talk about that on another episode, but long story short, I was in it and I was so sad because yoga was the place where I put all of it. And so I went into my therapist's office in tears. I was basically having an existential crisis because I couldn't do anything really that required, you know, my physical body to be okay. There was no downward dog. There was no forward folding. I couldn't go to any yoga classes really. And I was so upset. And so in her office, she walked over to a bookshelf and she pulled out a book. It was the Yoga Sutras by Patanjali. And she had me turn to the first Yoga Sutra. And it loosely is Atta Yoga Anushasanam, which is translated kind of, like I said, loosely to "And the Yoga Begins Now." And we had ended up having a conversation about that. I was like, well, what do you mean? You know, she was like, well, does your yoga actually stop because you can't go to a yoga class? Like, what is yoga actually, Holly? And so that day, my exploration and inquiry began to be off of the yoga mat. And it was a journey. It led me to restorative yoga. It led me to yin yoga. It led me to yoga nidra. And so I had a very dear friend who encouraged me to go to a yoga nidra class with her. And even though I knew nothing about it, I decided to go. And honestly, at first, y'all, it was super challenging. I would either lay there realizing my mind was racing, or I would just fall asleep and not remember anything. But I kept going. And there was a particular time, and I think maybe it was probably like my third, fourth, or fifth time. I honestly don't remember. This was years ago. And I
dropped in. And if you're new to yoga or meditation and you don't know what I mean by dropped in, and I'll get to this with the neuroscience portions, but to drop in really kind of means that you have this experience of feeling like at complete and total peace in your body. You actually almost can feel like you're floating a little bit. And that's exactly what happened. I was guided into this place of peace, this place in my body where for brief moments in time, I didn't feel any more pain in my body. And I actually found it profoundly transformative. And so this led me on a huge journey of understanding my own nervous system. And through Yoga Nidra, I gained these huge insights into what was going on and leading me into a deeper understanding of my trauma. And so the yoga begins now. I have come to realize that most of us, and I've said this in the first episode, are actually chronically dysregulated. And I definitely was. And even though I had been through over a decade of therapy, I'm a massage therapist. I am a highly intelligent person to the degree that like I like to research and read and study. And I realized that I had tapped into like an undiscovered well of wellness and of peace and relaxation. And I started to go to Nidra all the time. And so some really cool things that happen with Yoga Nidra that I would love to share with you. So we know now through different studies that Yoga Nidra can alleviate lots of health problems, particularly autonomic nervous system disorders such as IBS, anxiety, fatigue, and severe asthma, which I suffered from all of those. And so I'm going to kind of speak to those specifically. But if you have any questions and you want to send me an email or you are curious if it's something that could help with you, please reach out to me. I'm happy to share and do a little research on your behalf and educate you, as well as perhaps open you up to the possibility that after you get a more regulated nervous system, that you'll develop a deeper understanding of perhaps how dysregulated you might be. And, you know, just to consider what we know about adverse childhood experiences or crisis or anything that puts us into a trauma response, that we, you know, might live with a completely dysregulated nervous system for our entire childhood, only to come and realize that we are basically a set of coping mechanisms that helped us survive, but become limiting to our life. They eventually hold us back. And Yoga Nidra becomes a way to address specific issues related to nervous system regulation. And so what is Yoga Nidra? Yoga Nidra is a form of guided meditation. It is done with breath work and body scan, sometimes visualization, and at the heart of many Yoga Nidra practices is the use of intention and affirmation. Not all the time, but you may find that in a lot of yoga classes, but Yoga Nidra specifically, you'll find that we use intention once we get into those dropped in states so that we can kind of repattern and make new neural pathways toward breaking through our limiting beliefs. And so Yoga Nidra has been found to induce a state of deep relaxation through those various mechanisms that I mentioned. And so in some of the research that I did, I found through Telus et al. 2013 that Yoga Nidra practice activates the parasympathetic nervous system, leading to a decrease in arousal of the sympathetic nervous system, which is like your fight or flight. And it creates this relaxation into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest. What this does is it shifts our brainwave activity from gamma, beta, and alpha brainwave states down into theta and delta. And so when I'm talking brainwave states, I mean when we're awake, we're talking, we are interacting, and we are otherwise very active, down into these states in our brainwaves that mimic deep healing. For example, theta brainwave states are when it's in that place where like you're about to fall asleep, but you know that you're like awake, kind of. You know that you're there with your body, but you're also so relaxed, but you're not asleep yet. That's where Yoga Nidra takes you. And it's one of the things that I absolutely love about Yoga Nidra. It promotes this sense of calm and well-being in your body. And as the brainwave activity shifts towards the theta frequency range, it's associated with deep creativity and introspection. It's like one of my favorite things about Yoga Nidra. I've oftentimes come out of a Yoga Nidra practice and a problem that I was dealing with or some area where I'm trying to be more creative starts to come through and I end up having a solution, or I find that something that I was trying to create becomes more clear. And so it paves the way for us to move toward those more creative aspects of ourself, because we're not in this like active brainwave state or in a stress response, meaning you have like high levels of cortisol and adrenaline running through your system. And instead, you're actually in a more relaxed state where you have more dopamine and serotonin, which is a much better way to activate and get dopamine and serotonin than just doom scrolling on Instagram, y'all. And let's be real, a lot of us are guilty of it. So let's talk about irritable bowel syndrome. That's something that I suffered from literally for years. It was something that I did everything. Like I said in the first episode, I did everything from like an elimination diet. I have done everything from dealing with having like these IBS symptoms that were just uncomfortable. I felt so uncomfortable in my body. And so in a study that I found by Garapelli in 2020, it was found that a regular practice of Yoga Nidra led to significant improvements in IBS symptoms compared to like a control group. The relaxation induced by Yoga Nidra actually helps alleviate gastrointestinal distress, because what it does is it interacts with your autonomic nervous system, which is like your limbic system, where the amygdala, that's the part of your brain that is responsible for breathing, it's responsible for your stress hormones, it's responsible for your reactions and your impulses. And so when you help interact with the body, or you decrease the autonomic nervous system response, you reduce stress-related exacerbations of IBS symptoms. And then from there, Yoga Nidra helps with fatigue. This was something that I think, because I was suffering from so many IBS symptoms and then I also had like such a dysregulated nervous system, I had a lot of fatigue, because, you know, we now know that in the gut and in the core, we produce the majority of our serotonin, which is like the happy hormones. And when you have IBS symptoms or any kind of symptoms really related to the gut, your body is working overtime in order to help regulate you. So that takes up a lot of energy that you would normally have for other areas of your life. And then what's the response? Is fatigue. So chronic fatigue is often also related to the autonomic nervous system and a heightened and consistent stress response. And so research suggests that yoga nidra is an effective tool for managing fatigue, because when you drop down into those different brainwave states, you develop a way of your body to process some of that energy that's being used up, and it improves overall your sleep quality, as well as a reduction in those fatigue levels, because you're not using up as much energy. So it kind of goes hand in hand, right? So if you deal with your IBS symptoms, which can also be because of some form of crisis or trauma that we went through, and so we end up developing kind of a clenching in the core of the body where adhesions are developed, and then those adhesions block gastrointestinal function. And so lastly, around fatigue, I will just say that when we recharge our energy levels, we actually can decrease our exhaustion. And it's such a great way. I swear to you, even in the middle of the day, I was saying this to a client just the other day, like sometimes I'll be feeling fatigued and it'll be like 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I still need to keep going a little bit with my day. And I kid you not, I will do like a mini nidra, which we'll have one of those at the end of this episode. And I'll do like a 10-minute nidra and I will feel so much better. Like I'm able to move on with my day. So now, how can yoga nidra help with asthma? Another issue that I absolutely dealt with. It was so frustrating. I have had asthma since I was 14 years old. It was something that now I understand that it was stress-induced. I mean, granted, I am like hella allergic to cats, y'all. Like, it's so unfortunate because I think cats are so cool and cute, but I absolutely have an allergic reaction to pet dander in that way. But for the most part, knowing that, I thought that I just had asthma and that I would be living with asthma for my whole entire life. But really, what I've recognized about asthma is that, one, it's a respiratory condition, like, duh, we know that. But it's oftentimes chronic inflammation that we have in our body. And so when we have chronic inflammation, i.e. also affecting our fatigue and energy levels, but also chronic inflammation affects IBS in our gut. But when we have it and it's affecting our lungs, we end up having a constriction of the airways, which whenever I'm used to be really stressed out, like in 2020 when my mom passed away, all of my asthma symptoms came back. And I was so frustrated. Like I mentioned in episode one, I walked out of Kaiser Permanente with a bag full of medication, and half of those prescriptions were because of my asthma. And so in time, I have healed myself a few different times from the symptoms of asthma because of the breath work and also the body scan and relaxation, where I helped improve my lung function and ultimately reducing my asthma symptoms. And so what I recognize is that by calming the autonomic nervous system and alleviating stress-related triggers, I have been able to achieve better symptom control and improve overall quality of my life. And so I know I kind of ran through these really quick. I mean, I literally could take up an entire hour or more going through every single kind of issue or problem. But just to give you an idea of how yoga nidra can be really beneficial. And the reason why it's so beneficial is because of that breath work and body scan. When we learn how to get into the body, when we learn how to drop into a different kind of presence, I like to call it the art of non-doing. And sometimes I joke with my yoga students, I'll be like, hey, you ready for adult nap time? You know, and I mean that as a joke, like loosely, but it really is. Like, we're coming in, we're learning how to improve our ability to sit and be with what is. And so utilizing yoga nidra as a tool. And again, it's not a catch-all, but if you use it in tandem with hopefully catching, you know, negative self-talk, hopefully you're somebody who understands the value of introspection. Hopefully you are working towards eating somewhat of a healthy diet. And when you do these things, in addition to moving your body, you know, showing up on your yoga mat or getting some kind of movement in tandem, yoga nidra becomes an incredibly powerful tool for becoming more into your body, for coming into these states of mind that basically you can create more space between you and your impulses, between you and your reactions, between you and basically yourself. So then you can kind of remember who you really are. And if that's one thing that I really love about yoga nidra is, in my particular studies, the first thing that we really learn about yoga nidra is that if it had a primary objective, it would be realization. And that means basically that when you realize your true nature, that which is energy, you start to recognize that when you place your attention on the body, when you place your attention on the breath, when you place your attention on body scan and visualization and positive affirmation, and you're doing some like basically like thought work, as well as these levels of presence, you end up interacting with the body in a way that I really think is a phenomenon. It's really the aspect of the mind-body-soul connection that so many of us are unaware of and so many of us really struggle with. And so if you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. I kind of ran through this as quickly as maybe I could, because I didn't want to spend a ton of time just talking at you. I really want to get to the yoga nidra, because that's why we're here. We're here to regulate our nervous system, and I would love to do that with you. So if you're in a position here in a moment, I'll ask that you prepare yourself for yoga nidra. And so if you can, lay down or find any other comfortable seat. And so we'll take a few moments here to just pause and let you get really set up. Let this be a gesture of deep self-love. Let it be a gesture of your own care for your body. And so even though we know that yoga nidra can't cure, it does alleviate. And when we alleviate the symptoms of some of our health problems, we can decrease some of the effects of some of those mentioned issues. My IBS is pretty much gone completely. My anxiety, if it does come up, it's manageable. My fatigue is far less, and I have a ton more energy. And I don't have any more asthma. And I have the tools now to take care of it. So, time for yoga nidra fully. Come to a laying down position or on your side. And close your eyes. Be still. Let go of all thoughts, worry, intention. Give yourself fully to this moment. Relax and trust and let go. And now take a deep breath into your body. Trace the cool air as it enters in through your nose all the way down into your core. Breathe in. And then as you exhale out the mouth, let go with a sigh. And again, deep breath in. And as you exhale, let go even more. And allow a deep sense of peace and calm to enter into your heart. And let this intention serve as your affirmation, your sankalpa, which is translates to mean sacred vow, loosely. And let the intention be, I allow myself to heal deeply. I allow myself to heal deeply. Mentally repeat that now 3 times. And then let it go. And now wherever you are, go into your sense of hearing. And without label or judgment or comment, move from sound to sound, starting with the most faraway sounds first. Maybe there's sounds outside of your room or wherever you're at in your environment. And simply move from sound to sound. And now move to sounds that are a little bit closer, sounds in your environment. And again, without label or judgment, just simply move from sound to sound, taking notice and then moving on. And now notice the sound of your own breath moving in and out of your nose. Try to keep it easeful, gentle. Try not to change it. We're just simply noticing here. Breathing in and breathing out. Inhale. And exhale. And now purposefully deepen your breath. Draw the belly deep into the lower ribs. Feel how your diaphragm moves down and out as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, notice how your diaphragm moves in and slightly up as you exhale. And now following your belly and your chest with your breath, noticing how your belly and your chest rises as you inhale, and how your belly and your chest falls as you exhale. Inhale, belly rises, exhale, belly falls. And now we'll move deeper into the body by counting our breaths. It goes like this. 10, I am breathing in. 10, I am breathing out. Nine, I am breathing in. 9, I am breathing out. 10. And now continue counting down just like that, using your breath and your counting to drop you down into further relaxation. Continue counting until asked to stop. If you lose your place, just simply start over again. Continue. Be completely absorbed with your breath. Remember that your energy will follow wherever you place your attention. So count the breath. Use your inhale and your exhale to relax deeper and deeper. Let go. And now release all counting. Let your breath return to normal. And notice how perhaps the breath gets quieter and quieter, becoming more subtle, almost undetectable. And now noticing in your body any areas of density or tension. And send the breath now into those spaces. Let your body be breathed while you utilize the power of your breath to unravel deeply seated tensions throughout your whole body. And now bring your attention to your body, noticing the contact points of your body to the ground or wherever you may be, like the back of your head, both shoulder blades, your arms, your whole spine, all the way down to your pelvis. Your glute muscles, the backs of your thighs down to your knees, your calves, and the heels of both feet. And now bringing your awareness to the front side, bringing all of your attention to all 10 toes, both ankles, both knees, the hips, your lower abdomen, your upper abdomen, your chest or heart center, both arms, the pit of your throat,
your whole head, the top of your head. And now feel from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet and feel your entire body held in this universal magnetic field of energy. Feel your entire body descending down as you relax all the muscles in your face, including the tiny muscles around your eyes and your mouth. And let your whole body be heavy, sinking into the floor. And feeling your entire body weight relax into the universal field of gravity. Let go. And on your next exhalation, let go even more. And now drop into that silent space where all doing stops. Here, there remains nothing to do, nothing to achieve. You've entered a place of grace. And in that place of grace, notice how silence begins to extend everywhere. And drop below any external or internal disturbances going on outside of you or inside of you, and drop down below to a place of silence. To a place of resting awareness. And here in this deep place of integration, repeat the intention 3 more times. I allow myself to heal. Know that the highest self that's within you recognizes and acknowledges your. Know that your highest self within you acknowledges and accepts your intention, and that it is being acted upon already. And now once again, if you have any areas of your body that need healing, bring your attention there now and send 3 full breaths into those spaces. And now begin to become aware of your body once more. Notice the quality of the air as it touches your skin, the clothes on your body. Visualize in your mind all four walls of the room that you're in. The ceiling. And then see yourself laying in whatever position you're in, practicing yoga nidra. And then come back to your breath once more. Take a deep breath into your body. As you wiggle through your fingers and your toes, perhaps rocking your head side to side. And begin to move as if you were waking from a very restful sleep. Perhaps reaching overhead as you breathe in again for a full body stretch. Roll your ankles and your wrists and make your way onto your right side. And once again, recall the intention. Mentally repeat it one more time. I allow my body and myself to heal. And know that anytime you find yourself in a state of reaction, you are empowered to replace your reactions with your intentions. And this is how we bring the practice off of our mats and into the world. And eventually press yourself up with your upper hand, coming into a seat and simply noticing how calm the mind, how quiet the heart, how relaxed the body. And when you're ready, you can gently blink open your eyes, taking in the room that you're in. And know that whether or not you recognize it, something deeply within you has shifted. And that it connects you to who you really are at the core, which is pure energy. It's the same energy in every nucleus of every cell, all the way to the energy of our solar system. And the more often you go to this place of source, the longer you can remain there, and the quicker you'll be able to find it. Thank you so much for listening today, coming into your bodies, into this space, allowing me to share. I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day or evening, wherever you're at when you are hearing this. Stay tuned. These podcasts are released every Sunday. Thank you for tuning in. This is Holly Nicole, and take good care.